You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is The Christmas Goose with your host, DJ Goldilocks. And joining me again is DJ Hoey D. Why do you keep following me, DJ Hoey D?
Because you smell nice.
Wow. Do I smell nice? You don't know. This is the radio, not the smell radio. Here's Gloria in Excelsis Deo by Patti Smith.
Jesus died for somebody's sins, but not mine. Milner, pot of thieves, wild cord on my sleeve. Thick, heart of stone, my sins my own, they belong to me, me. People say beware, but I don't care. The words are just rules and regulations to me, me.
That was Patti Smith with Gloria in Excelsis Deo. Joe, thoughts?
It's really weird that they sing that song in Mass.
Yeah, that is peculiar. Here's another song they sing in church called Electricity by Captain Beefheart and his magic band.
Thunderbolts caught easily, shouts the truth peacefully.
That was Electricity by Captain Beefheart and also his magic band. Joe?
If his band is really magic, then I'd like to hire them for my little cousin's birthday party.
If you're thinking about getting a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Trejo. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. And here's Eleanor Rigby by The Beatles.
Eleanor Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people, where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Father Mackenzie, writing the words of a sermon that no one will hear. No one comes near, look at him working, darning his socks in the night when there's nobody there. What does he care for all the lonely people? Where do they all come from? All the lonely people, where do they all belong? Church and was buried along with her name. Nobody came, Father Mackenzie, wiping the dirt from his hands as he walks from the grave. No one was saved, all the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
What a great song, that song, Eleanor Rigby, that song by the Beatles off of their album Revolver. This is also a great song. It's called I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry by Hank Williams.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill, he sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
Hank Williams with I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. And any thoughts at your boy Hoey D?
Well, Hank, if you're so lonesome, you should come over to our show. Zach and I would be more than willing to give you some company.
Yeah, we're very lonely too. I mean, I wish I was more lonely, but Joe keeps on following me wherever I go.
I track your scent.
Today, nearly 17 million kids struggle with hunger, and without free school lunches, many of them will miss meals this summer. But even though the school year might end, free meals for your kids don't have to. If your child relies on free or reduced price school lunches, Feeding America can help provide them with food this summer. Help your kids stop worrying about food and start focusing on fun. Visit feedingamerica.org/summermeals to find your local food bank for help. Once again, that's feedingamerica.org/summermeals. Together, we're Feeding America. This message is brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Now here's Born Under a Bad Sign by Albert King off of the album Born Under a Bad Sign by Albert King. That was Albert King with Born Under a Bad Sign, and now here's How Soon Is Now by The Smiths.
Shyness that is criminally vulgar. Dracula.
Thank you.
That was the Smiths with How Soon Is Now. And Joe, what did you think?
Well, that sure was a musical number.
When someone is having a stroke, they may not be able to say it with words, but their body language will tell you loud and clear. You just need to know the sudden signs. Look for FAST. F-A-S-T. F, face drooping. A, arm weakness. Or S, speech difficulty. Then T, time. Time to call 911 immediately, because the sooner they get to the hospital, the sooner they'll get treatment, and that can make a remarkable difference in their recovery. Know the sudden signs. Face, arm, speech, time. Spot a stroke? Fast. Visit strokeassociation.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council. Now here's Guns of Brixton by Jimmy Cliff, a song which is a cover of a song by Jimmy Cliff's cover of a song by The Clash. But in the original song by The Clash, they reference a movie with Jimmy Cliff in it. Crazy.
When they kick out your front door, how you gonna come? With your hands on your head or on the trigger of your gun? When the law breaks in, how you gonna go? Shot down on the pavement or waiting on death row? You can crush us, you can bruise us, but you'll have to answer too. Oh, Guns of Brixton. When the money seems good and your life you like it well, but surely your time will come, as in heaven or as in hell.
That was Jimmy Cliff with Guns of Brixton. Joe, what did you think?
Believe it or not, there was a brass instrument in that song.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Hold the press. Jimmy Cliff, I invite you onto this radio show so that way I can ask you whether or not there truly was a brass instrument in that song. You should use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafood and their juices doesn't touch prep services for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check out your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Now here's Public Image Limited with Careering. That was Careering by Public Image Limited off of their album Second Edition, or Metalbox in the UK. Any thoughts, Joe?
Water is wet.
I'm very sad that you are my friend. This is a song by Dolly Parton.
Oh, you meant thoughts about the song. No, I don't have any of those.
This is a song by Dolly Parton. It's called Jolene.
Beyond compare, with flaming locks of auburn hair, with ivory skin and eyes of emerald green. Your smile is like a breath of spring, your voice is soft like summer rain, and I cannot compete with you, Jolene. He talks about you in his sleep, and there's nothing I can do to keep from crying when he calls your name, Jolene. Easily understand how you could easily take my man, but you don't know what he means to me, Jolene. Of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me, Jolene. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you and whatever you decide to do, Jolene.
By golly, that was a good song, I do say. Joe, what did you think of that song? That song, Jolene, by Dolly Parton.
Who would have thought that the ant from Hannah Montana made her own song? That's pretty wild, I tell you.
I know, I gotta say, Joe, I got a pretty good ear for talent, and I think this Dolly Parton, I think she's going places.
Dolly, hang in there.
I believe in you, Dolly. Here's a song called Free Man in Paris by Joni Mitchell.
Trying to be a good friend of mine. I was a free man in Paris. I felt unfettered and alive. There was nobody calling me up for favors, and no one's future to decide. You know I go back there tomorrow, but for the work I've taken on, stoking the star maker machinery behind the popular song.
That was Free Man in Paris by Joni Mitchell, and from there we're going to move right into Isobel by Bjork. We'll be right back. That was Bjork with Isabel. Joe, any thoughts?
I disagree. I think that was Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh. Folks, that's about all the time we have for this episode of the Christmas Goose. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been the Christmas Goose with your hosts, DJ Goldilocks
and DJ Hoey D. Stay tuned in for my show, Don't Assume My Genre, with me and only me, and no Alex, which starts in 6 minutes.
Alone. Bye.